Hello, hello. What's happening, Hornets? Welcome back to the Bryant Media Podcast. My name is Eli Hill, and today I'm joined by
Asher Bird
and
Landon Boyd.
How are you boys doing? How's your day been? And anything exciting happen?
Well, today's been all right. There hasn't been anything too interesting happening today other than Halloween was the other day.
That's right.
And that was a lot of fun.
Yeah.
I heard that there were some parties. I personally stayed up late making questionable choices on my sleeping habits with...
As every teenager does.
Yes. So that was a lot of fun. And how about you?
Honestly, I kind of feel the same. It's been kind of boring today. Halloween was pretty all right.
Did y'all do anything for Halloween specifically?
I sat there handed out candy. So, you know.
You know, the normal job for a teenager. Yeah.
However, there seemed to be, like, what they would do is, like, my neighborhood, for some reason, like, if they had a big group of people, they would hook up, like, trailers or, like, the, like, tractor, like, ride things. And then they would ride around in those with all of the kids in them and go house to house.
House to house?
With, like, these giant group of kids just coming in. And my neighbor, he was Winnie the Pooh. That was hilarious, I gotta say. So that was, it was a lot of fun. Just, it's always good to just hand out candy and just put a smile on kids' faces.
Yeah. I personally haven't done anything since COVID hit. Because before, the year before COVID hit, we were going to do an annual Halloween party. And we only had one because the next year COVID hit. So we couldn't do anything. So... since then, I haven't done anything for Halloween, pretty much, except for, like, go to the store and buy candy just to eat.
Yeah.
So today's podcast is going to be informational, as you may have not read from the title. It's going to be informational, talking about what entails in the rest of the podcast coming forward and everything like that. So are you boys ready to talk about it?
Yeah.
Indeed.
So... the first part is we're going to be doing a lot of interviews. Maybe not a lot of interviews, but some of them will be interviews, whether it be teachers, staff, or students from the school. And it's not going to just be me. It'll either be these two I have with me right here or someone else doing the interview.
Yeah. We will also probably be talking about hot topics. Like, I know that there's some new football game on mobile called... anybody know the name?
Retro Bowl.
Yeah, Retro Bowl. Now, I've heard, I personally don't have the game, but I know that a lot of people do, and some people have a good team or a bad team, and I don't know what consists of that for a game where it looks like you just throw a ball, but using your fingers. But it seems like a lot of fun, and we can definitely talk about stuff like that.
Like that skateboard game people are talking about on phones.
Yeah. Just stuff like that, just hot topics of every,
that's going around that people are talking about.
Yeah. What is relevant?
Yeah. You know, that's the great way of saying that. What's relevant around the world?
Yeah.
Or in school. So, and maybe we will do later doing some debate type things, which could be cool, having like a middleman in the middle and one person on one side, the other person on the other. How we do it, right? We have three people right now. One person could do it. We did a practice run before this where we talked about Xbox versus PlayStation, which is something that we could do maybe in the future again, but we'll see about that.
Yeah.
The next thing is we still need to talk to about our boss. Our boss man, Mr. Westbrook, is maybe doing some radio plays, which could be very cool. Get some other people from the class or from the drama department and come in here and do like a little radio play.
Mm-hmm.
Have sound effects and everything. So it could be pretty cool.
Yeah.
That would be very interesting.
Yes. And then we could also just, you know, what we did before, just having nice conversation, just talking about what's relevant, like we said before, and other things like that. And so that's pretty much all I have on my list right now. Other things obviously will be brought up later. Once we, you know, actually get the hang of doing a podcast.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I know that we have a YouTube channel and Instagram where you can probably see like new shows coming out, and probably like whenever the podcast is going to be coming out, will probably be posted on our Instagram. Mm-hmm. And so I'm pretty sure that it's just Hornet Media.
The Instagram is Hornet News Now, and the YouTube is Hornet Media. Yeah. Which, if you want to, basically, right now, the Instagram is tailored to behind-the-scenes stuff at the moment. Mm-hmm. And right now, the YouTube channel is sports mainly. But pretty soon, once we get our feet on the ground with our news shows and our monthly show, it'll be more than just that.
So I do know that our first weekly show and our first monthly show are both on, and you are able to watch them. Actually, we post them on our YouTube channel earlier than we show them in Advisory. And... for those of you who didn't watch it in Advisory, because some of the teachers don't realize that Hornet Media is even a thing yet.
Exactly. Yeah.
You can go watch them there. And we will just keep them on there so you can go rewatch past shows if anybody wants to.
Yeah, and as of making this podcast, our second episode is being planned to be released this current Friday, upcoming. Yeah.
Exactly. Also, a quick little self-promotion. The fall play is coming up this week. So... go and watch that.
It seems like a good time.
Yep. 12 angry people yelling at each other for an hour and a half.
Yeah.
An hour and a half, really?
Yes, that is the runtime, including intermission. It's either an hour and a half or an hour and 45 minutes.
So is it a three-act play?
It is.
Oh, okay. Well,
it is originally. We're shortening it. We're not shortening it. We're making it be two acts.
Oh, you're going to make it
so two act one is way longer than act two.
Okay. That's cool.
Yep. So, boys, that's all the notes I have. So, are you ready for a conversation topic?
Yeah.
Sure.
All right. So, I have to actually think of a conversation topic.
Well, Christmas lights yet already after Halloween?
Oh, yes. Yeah, Christmas.
No? Of course.
It's November 2nd right now, and already the memes of Mariah Carey's Christmas song are just everywhere.
Yeah, I don't understand why like people put out Christmas light. Like I know one of my friends, they were taking the younger sibling out trick or treating, and they passed by a house that had Halloween decorations.
Yeah,
and after they were done trick or treating, they were walking back, and that house took down their Halloween decorations and were starting to put up Christmas decorations already. Like, and stores they do it too. Like. Even though you can buy like Halloween candy and stuff, they still have Christmas decorations and stuff in entire like sections. And people just brush over Thanksgiving.
Yeah, that's what I was about to say. Why do people just ignore Thanksgiving?
Yeah.
It's just because not everyone necessarily celebrates that, you know?
That is true. Because other cultures have different holidays for it.
I love Thanksgiving. Thanksgiving is one of my favorite holidays because it gives me a chance to basically... sit down with a bunch of people that I hopefully enjoy your family, and if not, maybe your friends, and just eat a crap ton of food.
Of course.
Yep.
Ham, pumpkin pie.
Dressing.
Very delicious.
Cranberry.
I feel like Thanksgiving and Halloween have a different feel from Christmas that I think is more like pleasant, if that's the word. Like Christmas, you know, it's like... When I think of Christmas, I think of by a fire when it's cold outside. But when I think of Thanksgiving and Halloween, I think of like going outside and hanging out because it's the perfect temperature.
Oh, and yeah.
Just the feel of Thanksgiving and Halloween is different from Christmas that I enjoy more.
You could say Thanksgiving's a little more docile, tranquil even. And Christmas is more of like frantic. You got to buy things, all that stuff.
Yeah, because you got to get them gifts.
Got to get all of
them
gifts.
How do you guys feel about all the pumpkin spice desserts and everything that comes around the fall season?
I don't think I've ever tried a pumpkin spice thing before.
Really? It's okay.
Yeah, they're all right, personally. I don't get too much hype for, like, seasonal treats too much.
Yeah.
But there was one that I can never miss any year. And the one year that I did miss it, because my dad forgot to buy it and they were out of stores before I could get some, was eggnog.
Oh yeah!
I cannot miss eggnog.
Eggnog is so good. Is
probably one of the best drinks.
Yes, I agree wholeheartedly.
Like you got the spices, you got the vanilla, you got the just whichever one you want. It's all there, and it's just nice, creamy, just great, great drink.
It's probably, yeah. Now that you mention it, eggnog is one of the things I look forward to most when it comes to this time of year.
Yeah.
Because it's just that good.
I have a confession. I've never actually tried eggnog, though.
Heresy.
I'm so sorry, but I've just never had the interest to get a sip of it.
All right, guys, if you don't hear from Landon ever again, then this is the reason why.
We should buy some eggnog and just, you know.
that'll be the next episode of the podcast.
Landon, we're all going to be drinking some eggnog.
That sounds great, actually. We could make a gingerbread house, get some eggnog going.
Wonderful.
That sounds like a great time.
That sounds like a great podcast. Just...
It does.
Well, it might not be good for a podcast.
Not necessarily a podcast, but that'd be nice to just chill and hang out.
Be good ASMR, actually. Get some crunching, some sipping going on.
Oh, gosh.
Some nice sippage. Just...
Do y'all like ASMR?
It's okay. Like, I don't...
I think it depends on what... The only ASMR I've ever listened to is typing on a keyboard ASMR. Because I just like the sound of typing on certain keyboards.
Like the clacking ones?
Yeah.
Oh, those are the clacking best ones.
But, like, having... Like people just like whisper in your ear.
I don't like that.
Yeah, and touching the microphone. It's just weird. It makes my skin crawl.
Agreed.
One that I do like is there's a guy called Fritz Does Art. And I just kept watching him because it was art. But then I actually just one day decided to just turn up my volume. And I got to say that him painting was amazing. Like it was great. It was really weird, but, you know.
I mean, there are some really weird videos out there that's kind of ASMR-esque.
Like
that,
mukbangs?
Yeah, I don't understand why people like mukbangs.
I hate them so much.
I don't get it. It's just someone eating food.
You ever seen Nikocado Avocado? It's something like that. He's like this dude that's really popular in like the mukbang scene.
Yeah.
He is... The saddest thing to watch because he just gorges himself.
Oh, I know exactly who you're talking about now.
Yeah, and he cries like every other video. It's just genuinely sad.
Oh, I think is it?
You know, he's got like the spiked hair.
Yeah.
Oh.
He's been all over memes lately.
It's so sad.
and I can't tell if it's for a bit or if it's actually him.
No, that's him.
It's actually him?
Yeah, he was like a vegetarian or a vegan. And then he was like, I'm going to start eating meat again. And then he started making mukbangs and people only watched his mukbangs. So he kept doing more and more. He does like three a day. And he went from like a skinny guy to just absolutely like 600-pound life.
Yeah, there was his original like couple mukbang videos were about like eating greens or whatever.
Yeah,
and that's what some of the memes are about. Is like it's showing a before and after of like him eating like the veggie salad and then just macaroni and cheese on the other end.
Yeah,
and it looks horrific. Like eating that much food cannot be comfortable.
It doesn't look comfortable at all. Like. I'm gonna say this. I'm a big guy. I like eating food, but that much food is just I think about going on a diet after looking at that.
Yeah, that's a fair warning for all you guys and gals out there. Don't do mukbangs.
Don't do mukbangs. They're not. I don't understand why people like them, and they don't make you feel good.
And they are terrifying.
Like there's also like the whole. Well, I don't understand why people enjoy this, but like. The ones where they're like, I'm going to destroy this, like a really expensive thing for no reason. And yet it gets millions of views. And I'm sitting here going, why?
Yeah. I mean, there's some of them, like some people.
I was on that weird side of YouTube and I watched someone drop a toilet into Oobleck.
What? A toilet?
Into Oobleck.
Oh, I think I know why they get so many views. So those get like recommended to kids.
Yeah.
Because like my sister watches that kind of stuff. Where, like,
yeah, that now that you mention it, I was watching it with my sister.
Yeah.
So with my little sister. So that really makes sense, actually.
I understand some of the stuff because like some people do like new phones coming out. They do like a brake test or other stuff like that. But dropping a toilet in Oobleck.
I know. It was the weirdest thing. Like, I'm pretty sure the YouTuber was called Unspeakable or whatever. I know who that is because he's a Minecraft YouTuber who played with Preston, and I used to watch the pack for any OG, anybody who watched Minecraft, like, years ago.
Yeah.
and she watches his like vlog videos or whatever, and the entire video is just dropping stuff into Oobleck, like from a scaffold, right? And so like they drop like bowling balls and iPads, a computer, and a toilet, and I'm sitting here going, how is this guy? And like, I know in some, I think one of his recent videos was that they rented out a water park, like huge water park, just so that that way they could play hide and seek.
Really?
Yeah.
That sounds like a Mr. Beast type thing.
Exactly, yeah.
There was a Mr. Beast video like that. They bought like this entire like desolate like Western town and they hid in it.
Oh, yeah. I know exactly what you're talking about.
I know which one you're talking about. I watched that video.
They're so good.
How did you guys enjoy his latest Mr. Beast latest video for the $500,000 about the like the both the hide and seek and the
I haven't watched it yet. I've been for me in YouTube, it's like I find one person that I watch and then like I kind of fall off of it and I don't watch them for a while. And then I go back to them and start watching their stuff and then I fall back. And it's just a cycle. Like I can't stick to one YouTuber.
Do you guys remember who was your very first YouTuber that you watched?
Ooh, that's taking me back, bro.
My very first YouTuber that I ever watched was Stampy Longnose Redstone Videos.
That's legit.
Yeah, that was those and that and Dan TDM mod videos.
I love those.
Were my like the very first ones that I ever watched, and then I got into the pack and like Team Crafty. Crafted.
I remember now. Tobuscus.
Tobuscus. Tobuscus. Yeah.
His Happy Wheels videos. I watch. I know exactly the first one I watched too. It was him playing a Super Mario 64 level in Happy Wheels.
That's so cool.
That's the first thing I remember when I think of like first YouTube videos.
That's so cool. I think my first YouTube channel, like I was subscribed to and everything, was this channel called like Venturian Tale or
Venturian
something?
Venturian. Oh.
And I watched like the Skyrim series. I did not understand a single bit of it when I was like 8. And I was like, okay, this is cool, I think.
It's been a hot minute since I watched Venturian Tale.
Oh, it got sad. I think we're kind of running a little low on time, aren't we?
That is true. We are running low on time, so.
Well, in that case, Xbox or PlayStation, go.
PlayStation all the way.
I'm going to have to say Xbox.
PlayStation. Ooh. Myself. That's when I'm not playing computer or on my Nintendo Switch.
You know what? You're the middleman. You're PC and Nintendo or Xbox or PlayStation.
I got what he's going on. I just like playing with the Xbox controller a lot more.
Controller?
For some games on like PC, because this is why I love computers. You can use VR headset, you can use controller, use keyboard, you can use
like pretty much anything.
Yeah, anything that you want to control the games.
It's so great.
And some games are better with controllers, and some games are better with keyboard, and you have that option. However, whenever you're on Xbox, you don't have that option. I mean, technically you do, but you have to get like some custom made sometimes.
Yeah, like you can plug a keyboard into it and everything, but it won't let you play it. You can just type with it.
Yeah.
That kind of thing.
Well, on that note, I think we're going to end the first episode right here.
Mm-hmm.
So I would like to thank you all for joining me. And I've been Eli Hill. And with me, I've had
Asher Bird
and
Landon Boyd.
And thank you for listening to the first episode of the Bryant Media Podcast.
Bye.